All right, welcome back to Talkin' Baseball alongside Marty Lurie and Bill Lasky. My name is Kerry Crowley, and it's a pleasure to welcome in our next guest, great Chicago Sun-Times beat reporter covering the Chicago Cubs. He's in town this weekend, Russell Dorsey. Russ, what's going on this fine Sunday morning?
My guy, I am doing very well. I appreciate you inviting me on the pregame today. I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. Doing very well this morning. And before we get to this Giants-Cubs series, before we talk about this Cubs team, I want to ask you, first impressions of San Francisco. You've seen the city this weekend.
Dude, I've tried. Lovely weekend. Really nice. Great weather. And going, you know, it's just nice to be back on the road. I know you appreciate that, and like getting to see your friends from around the country that cover different teams has been awesome. So, it's been a great time here in San Francisco this last couple of days, and I've gotten to see some really good baseball while we were at it.
No question that Wrigley Field is one of my favorite ballparks, and now you've kind of taken a little bit of a tour of the National League. You're off to Petco Park, another one of my favorites this evening. Oracle Park, your thoughts on how that slots in with some of the best in the country?
The views, the atmosphere are, it's everything that people talk about, right? It's the marine layer that you see, you have the seagulls and the smell of fresh sea air with baseball, iconic. And I think every good thing anybody has to say about that ballpark, 100% absolutely true.
Oh, I'm glad you brought your sweatshirt this weekend. That's what mattered most to me.
Yeah, man, it was that first night, it was a little chilly. And it was like, I should have packed a hoodie. And you look in the suitcase and I'm like, all right, come on. I know I trust myself as a Chicagoan better than that. And lo and behold, bottom of the suitcase, find a hoodie. So it worked out, stayed warm. It was not too bad.
I know the feeling all too well. I can't tell you how many times I've been in Pittsburgh or Cincinnati or D.C. and it starts raining and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, did I pack a raincoat? And you dig to the bottom of the suitcase and you finally find it. So let's talk some baseball. The Cubs came into Oracle Park red hot, having won 9 of their last 10. They swept the Padres this week at Wrigley Field in a really good series, but they've dropped 3 in a row here against the Giants. What's happened to this team over the last few days?
Well, I think they just ran into a really good baseball team. And sometimes when you play a really good baseball team like the Giants have shown that they are, you're going to lose. Like, none of the games have been, other than that first night, really got out of hand. There's been an inning that really turned things. But for the most part, there have been 3 really good baseball games. I think yesterday was, added to that with the way that ninth inning went. And, understand this as a newspaper guy. You're on deadline. It's 9:30 in Chicago, and you see the way that inning's unfolding. And it's like, all right, let me tear it up and figure something out here in the next 15 minutes. But no, I think they're a good baseball team, but ran into a baseball team that, they're not going to beat themselves. They know how to play, and sometimes you come up on the short end of that. So do I think the Cubs are still a good team? Yeah. Do I still think they're one of the better teams in the National League with the way they're playing over the last month? Yeah. But I think the Giants are playing a little bit better, and that there's a reason that they're leading the National League West in a division with the Padres and the Dodgers. So I think it was a good test for this road trip this month of June, where you have the Giants, the Padres, the Dodgers. I think it's a good test for the Cubs, and then you can see, all right, what are our deficiencies? Where can we improve? And obviously one of their areas of need is starting pitching. So I think this has been a good test for them.
Well, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I really feel like this series has come down to the Giants' early start on offense against these Cubs starters, because you look at Chicago's back end of the bullpen, Andrew Chafin, Ryan Tepera, Craig Kimbrell. It's one of the most lights out groups in the National League, and the Giants haven't seen Chafin or Kimbrell yet this weekend because they've done so well against the Cubs starters, knocking all 3 of them out before the end of the 5th inning. I really do think that that's how the Giants have had success against Chicago. It's just staying away from those premium arms.
Absolutely. And David Ross talked about it after yesterday's game. It's like, look, we haven't gotten the length out of the front end like we hope and we expect. And so we can't get it to our lockdown guys, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th with, Tepera, Chafin, a guy like Tommy Nance, who's been lights out for them, and Craig Kimbrell on the back end. So they've gotten no starters made it through 5 innings in the series. That does not play. And the Cubs bullpen has been awesome, but you can't ask your bullpen to go out and get 12, 13, 14 outs a night like they've had over the last couple of weeks. So you see what happens when you're not getting the length out of your starting rotation and an area of strength. You start to see some cracks in that. And so I think the Cubs really have to be careful here over the next couple of weeks, because that bullpen that's been so great, you know, might show some cracks in the armor if they don't watch it here.
Chatting with Russell Dorsey, great Chicago Sun-Times beat reporter, covering the Chicago Cubs in town this weekend. Russ, I think one of the main stories going into the 2021 season for Chicago was who would be still in the Cubs organization past this season and who would be on their way out. Chris Bryant, Javi Baez, Anthony Rizzo, all scheduled to hit free agency at the end of the year. If you had to weigh those three guys, who's most likely to return to the Cubs? Who's most likely to sign a big contract elsewhere?
I think it's changed, right? I think the way that Chris Bryant has bounced back, stayed healthy, and returned to MVP form, I think that's thrown a real wrench into the plans. I don't think that the Cubs are upset that Chris Bryant has returned to form. I think that's the reason they're in first place in the National League Central right now. But he has made himself a lot of money this year so far and gone from a guy who might be, all right, will Chris Bryant get $150 million to now, all right, Chris Bryant might be approaching 250 by the time we get to the end of the year. So I think that's a guy if he wants to be here, which he said he does, that's a guy that you have to keep around. Like if Anthony Rizzo, I can't imagine Anthony Rizzo going elsewhere. You know, that's Mr. Cub 2.0. You got to work something out. A guy who's had back issues the last 6 years and is in his approaching his mid-30s, you know, obviously that's a tall task to pay a guy top dollar for that, but I would be surprised if he didn't return to the Cubs in some form or fashion. And then Javi Baez is one of the best shortstops in the game. Electric, a guy does something every night that makes you say, wow. And I think the Cubs are in a situation where the money's there. Like, the money in baseball is there. People are watching again. It feels like we're getting a pendulum swing back to people watching baseball and baseball being exciting. So now it's all in the hands of ownership. Like, do they want to spend $450 million on their three franchise players and keep this thing together? And they have a lot of guys who are pre-arb, going to be a lot cheaper. So it could make sense. There's a way you can do it. It's just deciding if they want to do that.
Any sense that the Cubs are beginning to regret the decision to trade Yu Darvish this offseason to the San Diego Padres, because starting pitching is their primary need and they are off to such a good start and can clearly compete atop the National League Central?
I think it's very ironic that their need is starting pitching and the guy that they traded to San Diego is off to a fantastic start. Do they regret it? I think if you'd ask Jed, I think he'd say, look, it's what they had to do. I know from people I've talked to, like, that was what the Cubs had to do. They had to shed salary after being over the threshold two of the last 3 years. And for a team that, look, yeah, Yu Darvish is amazing. I think that goes without saying. But if you look at from a pure baseball sense, you have a team that's been over the threshold two of the last 3 years and missed the playoffs in 2019 and got bounced by the Miami Marlins in the first round last year. So if you're somebody's ownership, you're like, okay, does this make sense to continue to pay top dollar for a team that missed the playoffs last year and got bounced by the Marlins this year? Probably not. So do they regret it? Maybe a little bit, but did they have to do it? I think where they were financially, which is another story, I do think it's something that they had to do.
Hey, one guy I really wanted to ask you about, Russ, is Palo Alto native Jock Peterson. We saw him in San Francisco so much, thriving with the Dodgers, seems to love playing at Oracle Park. Obviously went out yesterday with the back injury, but it really does feel like Peterson enjoys being a little bit of a villain. He enjoys the road crowds. He's someone who kind of thrives on the intensity of having fans back in the ballpark. Do you get that sense?
I absolutely get that sense. We talked to Jock the other day, and the fans here at Oracle have been razzing him a lot out in left field. And I said, hey, man, do you think the fine folks here forgot you from Palo Alto? And he said they definitely did not forget. But no, he's enjoying it. He's enjoying all the cheers and the jeers, too. And, you know, every time the fans yell some chant at him, he'll just lightly turn around, give him a nice wave, tip his cap. So, yeah, Jock's a lot of fun. He's been a fun person to cover, and he's, you know, really started to help solidify what they do in that lineup with his hot May. And after he came off the IL in early May, like he's been hitting lights out. So yeah, I think Jack is enjoying having fans back in the ballpark.
Hey, on Saturday, we had Katie Wu, our friend who covers the St. Louis Cardinals for the Athletic, on to kind of size up this National League Central race and gauge where the Cardinals, the Cubs, and the Brewers are going to be at the end of the season. I'd love to hear your thoughts on what's taken place in the first 2 months and where you see things going from here. Where do you think this unfolds over the next 4 months?
Well, I think it's a heavyweight bout between three teams. Like, it's going to be a back and forth every week. It's going to be, I think it's one of those weeks. You have a new leader at the top of the National League Central with the Brewers, the Cardinals, and the Cubs. And you look at it right now, each of those teams have strengths. Each of those teams have weaknesses. And it's like there's a glaring weakness, too, not like one small thing that puts – like if they fixed it, they could take them over the top. But like a real like flaw. And because of that, I think it's going to be back and forth. And I think the major thing that's going to be the difference, and I think this is teams around baseball, not just in the National League Central, who is the healthiest at the end of the season? I think that's going to be the key, because you look at it, the Brewers had been without Christian Yelich for about a month until a couple weeks ago. You know, the Cubs have 11 with Jason Arrowback, 11 guys on the IL right now, and the Cardinals just lost Jack Flaherty for who knows how long. So I think that's going to be the key, like who's healthy when this thing is over. I think that's the team that's going to be on top of the National League Central.
Good look, good perspective atop the National League Central, and the Cubs figure to be in this race all season long. Russ, before we let you go, favorite meal you had in San Francisco this weekend?
Oh, man, I went to this awesome food truck in Fisherman's Wharf called the Codmother, and had shrimp, fresh fish, and what they call their Baja fries. Fresh cut French fries, cheese, Baja sauce, garlic, chef's kiss, dude. Like,
fantastic stuff. Russell Dorsey, Chicago Sun-Times, great Chicago Cubs beat reporter. Thank you so much for joining Talking Baseball, sir.
My guy, I appreciate you.
All right, a lot more coming up next on this Giants pregame show. You're listening to KBR 104.5 680, the sports leader.